Karen Mosley, hope all is good. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Vav. We have a bunch of discussions about different Lashonos of Kiddushin, and then we have a couple of pretty big Shas Sugyas that we'll obviously just mention in passing because this is a Daf Yomi Limud. But either way, I hope everybody had a wonderful Shabbos, and we're here on Hey Amud Beis, right at the two dots, about eight lines up. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says the following: B'Kiddushin, Nasim La Kesef Shava Kesef, right? Guy gives a girl some money or something that's worth money. Amar Lot, and he said one of the following languages, one of the following Lashonos: Hareyat Mikudeshes, Hareyat Mureses, Hareyat Lilintu, Hare Zu Mikudeshes. Now the reason, we'll just notice that usually I read the parentheses Li. The reason that's in parentheses is because the Havamina is that he does not say Li, and the Gemara is going to ask this question and it's going to revise it. But right now we're assuming that he just says Hareyat Mureses without the Li. Any one of these languages that works, or even Zemekudeshes, that's fine. Hareini Ishech, Hareini Balech, Hareini Arusaseich, or Arusaseich. Behold, I am your wife, I am your husband, I am your Baal, I am your Arusa. So in Kam Beis Mechush, there's nothing to be concerned about. That's not Bechlal, a language of Kiddushin. Right? Kiddushin is Kiikach Ishisha, a man takes a woman, not that he puts himself, right, in her rishus, as it were, and you have to use that type of language that reflects that. V'chein begerishin, and so the same thing is true, says Shmuel, of the language of a get. Nasim lav amar la hariya amishulachas, hariya amagureshas, hariya mutares l'choladam. If he uses one of those languages, harezu amagureshas, then he is sending her away, right? You are sent away. You are amagureshas, right? First time, if I'm not mistaken, the first time the Torah uses the language of amagureshas is by a Kodesh Baruch Hu sending Adam out of Gan Eden, Vayigarish is Adam. He, Kosh Baruch Hu, sent him out, sent him away, kicked him out. So that's again, not to say that maybe a little bit crude to say that the husband is kicking out the wife from the house, but that's the language we're looking for. Rather, the husband is sending her out of his rishus, and that's so. But however, if he says, any sheikh, any balich, any rusaseh, any arusaseh. If I am not your husband, I am not your Baal, I am not your Arusa, right? So he's Kilu removing himself from the picture. So Inkan Beich Mechush, that's nothing. You don't even have to be concerned about that, because that's not a language of Gershon. I'm the Repapa Abaye. Repapa says to Abaye, one second. Does Shmuel really hold that? Again, if you remember, this is already we had in the Darim, right? That if you have Yadayim Shein Mochichos, if you have a phrase that's not entirely clear, that still works. Right, again, if you look at Rashi, right, if you look at the second part of Rashi, Yadayim, right, he says, over here, the Ka'amar, he said, Hare Amakudeshas, right, he said, you are betrothed, V'lo Ka'amar Laman, and he didn't say, to who? Well, shouldn't you ask? Well, isn't it obvious? He's the one doing the asking, right? He's down on one knee, right, with the flowers, with the ring, will you marry? Hare Amakudeshas, obviously it's to him, so not at all. We have the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, which we'll get there, and a month or so, all about shlichus, about that a man, and we saw in Gittin and elsewhere, that people can set up a shliach to say, please marry, get this girl engaged for me, make someone a shliach, so maybe he's marrying her for somebody else. So it's not necessarily so clear. Again, the Rishonim understand perhaps a little different, but that's Rashi's explanation. So what do you mean? So Shmuel really holds that a yadayim shein machichos, a phrase that is not clear, works? Is that a clear? That's not doing it in the Mishnah. Homer, ahey, this is already back in Nazir. Right? If a guy says, I will be, harei zeh Nazir, that works, that's a shvua to be a Nazir. Avinimbah, we understood about this Mishnah, v'dilma ahey betainis, kamar, maybe he's saying, well, I will be fasting. So Varmer Shmuel, and Shmuel was the one who said, Pusha had Nazir over the fun of. That's only if a Nazir was walking by, right? Guy's sitting on a park bench, sees a Nazir walking by, he says, I will be. So, okay, so we have some context. And Taima the Nazir over the fun of. The whole reason Shmuel says it's okay is because there's a Nazir walking in front of them. Halav hachi, but without that, right, that's a phrase that is not clear. That's Yadayim Sheinim Mochichos. Right, lo, that would not work. So clearly Shmuel holds Yadayim Sheinim Mochichos lo have Yadayim, and therefore, why is this ambiguous lashon of Kiddushin valid and legitimate? So the Gemara explains, as we mentioned at the beginning, at the outset, how come my skin on Damar Li? Now, the case is where he says, Hareya Mekureshes Li, right? It's clear. He says he's trying to marry the woman in question. But Ihachi Maikamosh Malan. Well, if that's true, what do you have to tell me? Hareya Mekureshes Li is a good language, right? We know that that's a good language. So the Gemara says, Hani Lishni Basrai Kamosh Malan. No, it's the second part of Shmuel's languages that says that these are, right, these phrases when a guy says, I will be your husband, or he removes himself from the marriage, or he says, I'm removing myself, I am no longer your husband. That's Kamash Malan. Right? That's what he's coming to teach us. Because Hakad Ksiv, Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Vo Shikach Azasmo. By Kiddushin, it says, like, what, again, a man has to take a wife, not that he should take himself into her rishos. And by Gerishin, Vishilcha Mi Beso, right, he has to send her out. Not that he should do the leaving. Again, it's not talking about literally what happens, it's talking about just in the phraseology and conceptually in the halacha, right, what happens to the marriage. It's not that he leaves the marriage. It could very well be that he's the one leaving the house, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that he is supposed to send her away from his rishos, right, halachically, to phrase, right, the halachic transaction, if you will, right, in that manner. Okay, so some more lashon, some more discussion about lashonos. Tan Rabbanan London Rabbeisa. Harei at ishti, harei at rusasi, harei at knuyali. If you use any of those languages, so mikudeshes, that works. Harei at sheli, harei at bishusi, harei at zgugali, mikudeshes. That also works. All those phrases work. Obviously, nowadays we use harei at mikudeshesli, right? The Masada Kedushin is careful to say it for the husband, and the chosin repeats after them. So Masada Kedushin, right? Again, not necessarily halachal ma'isa, but those do work if you would use them. So the Gemara says, why don't you teach of all, if the halacha is the same by all six of those cases, why don't you just list off all six of them? So the Gemara says, Tana tell us, and Shamina Megarsina, right? There's an need to repeat something exactly how you learned it. So sure enough, right, it was taught in groups of three, so it was repeated, right, in groups of three. Mibaylu, that's the following shiloh. What about the following lashonos? Miuchedisli, miu edisli, ezros mahu. Right, what about if you're miyuchad for me? What is that? Miyuedisli, that's a lashon of yud by an alma ivria. If she marries the son of the master, that's that. What about if someone else outside of that realm, right? Just random two people use that language. Ezra, see, if you're my helper, right? Ezra Kenegdo, right? A woman and a man, or a woman specifically, is considered to be an Ezra Kenegdo, the helper of the husband. Negdasi, Ezer Kenego, Negdasi Mahu, Etsura Simahu, Tlasi Mahu, you're my rib. Segura Simahu, Tachti Mahu, Tfusa Simahu, Lukukha Simahu. What about these languages? Skumar says, Pashu Miachada, let's at least answer one of them. The Tani Vlundan Abraza, Homo Lukukha Si. Person says, I will take you, right, of Ki Yikach Ishisha, you are mine that I am taken. Taking Harezim Kudesh, that works. Shem Shinemak says, Ki Yikach Ishisha. So at least that one, we can say that works. What about charufa simahu? What about charufa? Again, that's an interesting phrase because we know there's a concept of shifcha charufa. We saw machlokas, if you remember, back in, I want to say Gittin, but I'm not sure. Machlokas tanaim, in terms of what exactly that means, let's take one shot, that shifcha charufa is a shifcha knanis that is set aside for an Eved Ivri, and they're allowed to be together. They're not married, perhaps, but let's say any children that she bears him would be Eved Kanani, and it would belong to the master. So what about if a guy uses that language, Harufasi, right? It kind of smacks of marriage. It's kind of like marriage. They're not really kind of married, but that is something that you could do. You set up a Shifcha Kananis and an Eved Ivri. So what about if someone else uses that language? So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Titania of the Brisa, Homer Charufasi, Mekudeshas. That works. Right, apparently that works. Why? Shekin Yehuda, Koren Larusa Charufa, because that's the language they would use in the land of Yehuda. They would call a woman who has had Erusin or Kiddushin a Charufa, right? Not engaged, but they call her a Charufa. As the Gemara says, Yehuda, have you Ruba the Alma? What do you mean? Yehuda is not the land of Yehuda is not the Koveya for the rest of the world. Right? Why would that work? Just because somewhere randomly, not random, okay, somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, that's the language. As the Gemara says, Hachi Kamer. Now this is what we mean to say. No, we're basing it on a pasuk, right? That pasuk that we talked about before, right? That she is a shifcha that is set aside for an every divri. And also Yehuda Koren LaRusa Charufa. And oh, by the way, also, so she should know that Yehuda also uses this language to call a woman who has kiddushin a charufa. I Yehuda Ve'od Gilakro. Okay, the Gemara asks, what do you need Yehuda, the minig in Yehuda, to back up the pasuk? So Elas, the Gemara says, how can come? Now this is really what we meant to say. If you use the language or whatever in Yehuda, that works. Because that's the language they use in Yehuda. Fine. Okay. Good. Biseder. Now, we had said that these languages, or some of these like Suffolk languages, right, are perhaps okay. The problem is, right, some of them are a little bit unclear. And therefore, if they're a little bit unclear, right, if you look at Rashi, right, but Maya Skina, and what are we dealing with? It was like Rashi is a little bit higher. Bahana Klishni to come in Bayalan. All these Shaila, these languages, that these unclear languages that we're asking about, Yehavi Kiddushin Olo, if it works, Heichi Tami, what's the case? Right? And then the Gemara explains like this. What do you mean, what's the case? Right? He's trying to marry her. What do you mean, what's the case? Well, in the Iman of Shach, it may work or may not work regardless. So as the Gemara says. But my ask, you know, what are these cases where we're asking about these ambiguous languages? If you'll tell me, if they're not talking about marriage or divorce, and he just says, Harayat, which one of them? Let's pick one. What, Miyuedisli or something? Tachti, maybe Tachti Mahu, maybe you should be under me. Well, Mina Yoda, my Kamarla, how does she know what he's talking about? Maybe he means, like, I don't know, we're going on a Ferris wheel and you'll take the next car or something. I don't know. Like, what, how could he, why does it, why in the world would she think she's trying to marry her? The Elabadimin Damari Mali's Gigitha Vikirusha, but if they're talking about marriage, Alva Galov Talo Amar Nami. Well, even if he doesn't use one of these weird languages, that also works. It's not, right? Regardless, forget that. It's, even if he wouldn't say anything, and he hand her a ring, and they were talking about marriage, and he hands her a ring, that's good. That's not as relevant to the Mishnah. Hayim W im isha al iske gita v'kiddusha, right? Either getin or kiddushin, if you're talking about the let's say marriage in this case. V'nasan la gita v'kiddusha, and he gives it to her, gives her the get, or gives her the ring. V'lo perish, and he doesn't say anything. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo. Rabbi Yossi says that's enough. That works. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarech Lefarish. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You got to explain what you're doing. Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. Lach Rabbi Yossi. Like Rabbi Yossi, that works. So what do you mean? So Iman Shach, if they're talking about getting kiddushin, he doesn't have to say anything. If they're not talking about it, and so how in the world does she know what he means? So, and she has to, obviously she has to know. She has to have das. She has to know what they're talking about. Therefore, Amri, they said in the Beis Medrash, Olam b'medaber imal iske gita v'kiddusha. No, really, they were talking about marriage. And yes, if he would have given her a ring, let's say for example, and then been quiet, in a chanami, that would have been fine. But the shaila here is, the question is, he used one of these languages. Is that worse? The shaila is like this. The shaila is he still talking about marriage, or maybe he's talking about work? Right? Maybe he's, will you work under me? Right? Tachti mahu, right? Will you work under me in this project that we're doing? So the Gemara says, as one of my, you know, like my subservient, what's it called? Someone who works underneath superior? Whatever. One of my workers. So Gemara says, Teku. So Gemara says, we don't have an answer for that right now. Okay. Gufa, let's go back to what we were talking about for a second ago. Hi, Amidabir, Im Isha, Al Giske, Iske, Giteva Kedusha. Right? Were you talking to a woman about divorce or marriage? We're not like Giteva Kedusha. For the parish, you're right, he gives her whatever we're talking about, the ring or the get. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarech Lefarish. Right? Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi says it's fine. Rabbi Yehuda says it is not. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Vehu she'asukin ba'oso in. And that is only as long as they are still talking about the topic. As Rashi explains, Hadgamar Rabbi Yossi Dayo, the fact that Rabbi Yossi says it's fine, right? Vehu she'ayu asukin ba'dibur ba'iske k'dushen al she'as nesina. That means that's only as long as they were still talking about the marriage up until that moment. It's, you know, if they would have, you know, mentioned the weather for a second, so that's no good. It has to still be talking about the marriage, right? And then he, you know, gives her a ring, etc. V'chein amar Rabbi Elazar, amar Rabbi Yosheya, v'husha asukim b'rosu oinin, and so too, Rabbi Elazar, amar Rabbi Yosheya says the same thing. Ketanai, and this is actually a machlokes tanai. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, v'husha asukim b'rosu oinin, Rabbi says you have to be still be talking about the marriage, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, afal pisha ino osukim b'rosu oinin. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, no, even if they're not talking about the topic of marriage, and he pops out a ring, then that's fine. So the Gemara says, we just said, we love the sukkim bozo inyan, menayada, my kamarla. Well, how does she know what he's talking about? If they stop talking about marriage, and he pops out a ring, how would she know necessarily 100% what he means? So Rabbiye, me inyan le inyan, bozo inyan. No, it still has to be, right, within the same topic. It's not talking about the actual marriage itself. It's within the topic of marriage, as Rashi explains, right? They stopped about the actual kiddushin mamish, and they're talking about, what example Rashi gives, what kind of dowry do you have, how many fields do you have so we can make a parnasa, talking about what neighborhood you want to live, how many kids you want to have, stuff that's shayach to kiddushin, but they're not actually talking about the actual, you know, ceremony itself. Okay. Amr Avuda Amr Shmuel, Ach Rabbi Yossi, and Ach Chasar Rabbi Yossi. Amr Rabbi Yemer, Amr Rav Ashi, Vela Had Amr Avuda Amr Shmuel. One second. Well, not really a kasha, but he asks, the fact that Shmuel said the following, Kol She'eno Yodei B'Tiv Gittin V'Kiddushin Lo Yehei Esek Imayim, Anybody who doesn't know the halachos, right, about Gittin and Kiddushin shouldn't have any dealings with them. As Rashi says, Leo's Dayan Badavar shouldn't be a Masada Kiddushin or deal with Gets. Hashem Yatzi Yisra Erva, right, that would be very bad, right? If a person doesn't know what he's doing, shouldn't be a Masada Kiddushin, shouldn't be someone who deals with a Get. So, Afilu Lo Shmele Lehadra Avuna Mashmuel, does that include even this halacha that we just mentioned a second ago? Right, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that if the sugim beosur inyan, right, not if they're talking about, you know, the topics of marriage, and he pulls out a ring, doesn't say anything, then it's good. If they're still talking, amalei, yes, enachinami, yes, that is included, meaning a person has to know all the halachas of marriage and get, even ankerikach, right, even that halacha, and if you don't, so then you shouldn't be, you know, involved, as Rashi says, in being misader, these types of things. Tosos does not like that very much. He says, he quotes Rav Azriel that says that it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be a Masada Kiddushin. It means you shouldn't speak with women about marriage, because sometimes you'll end up either marrying them, but obviously you can't divorce them without being married, but shouldn't just, you know, mess around with this stuff. Right? You hear stories about it. Kids, you know, hear these halachos and pull out a ring and say jokingly to the girl next door, and they have real problems with that. So okay, it's right. Tosus has a kasha on that. He says, okay, that's fine for, as we mentioned, that's fine for kiddushin. But how can you explain that by gerushin? What do you mean? You shouldn't talk to your wife? Like, what does that mean? Like, or if achmal atzlan, it should never come up. But I guess you shouldn't talk to your wife about getting divorced. Okay, so you can check that out. All right, that's Tosus Tibur Maskil Lo Yehi Isaac. Okay, fight. V'chein begerushin. We said so too by gerushin. Nasal lagitiv amar laharei meshulachas harei megureshes harei mederes l'chol adam harei zu he. Megureshes. We said the same thing by Gershon, right? If you give her a get, and it says that you do the Amira, right? Again, we mentioned in the last Masechta that you can't just give a get without explaining. You have to do some sort of Amira. But if you say that you are sent away, right? You are divorced, right? You're a mutter to everybody, that works. The Gemara says Pshita. Well, obviously, right? So, I'm sorry. No, Pshita, Rashi says over here, is Benichuzo. That it's obvious to the Gemara that the following is true. That Nasan Lagita V'amar Lo Le'ishta Harei Ad Bachorin. Right, lo amar v'lo klum. Right, if it's posture to the Gemara that if you give a get, if a person gives a get to his wife and says you are a free woman, that's nothing. Right, because why not? If you look at Rashi, this Garsha, that's not going to divorce her at all, because that's a language of shichrur. Right, that's a language of freeing an eved. That's not a language of a woman. Right, that's of divorce. Right, that's not. We need one of the previous languages that severs. Right, again, sefer krisus, right? Like we talked about, right? It's something that severs the marriage. Not that you're a free woman. That's not. Bas chorin is the language of avdus, not the language of marriage. It's also pasuk of the Gemara. Amar la shivcha. So if you say to your slave, shivcha, your slave, that harayat muteres l'chaladam, that you're mutter to everyone else, that's also lo amar v'lo klum. That's nothing also, because that's a language of divorce, right? That's not helpful. Amar la ishto harayat latzmich ma'u. The Gemara wants to know, what if you say, a person says to his wife, you are for yourself. Right. Does mi amrina, do we say la malacha kamarla? Maybe he's saying that you are now working for yourself, right? Like they have an arrangement, right? The husband gets the maaseh, he gives her mazonos, he supports her, but maybe you could be saying that, no, you keep all the money that you make. Oh, domar maimi la gamri kamarla. Or maybe he's saying, no, you should be for yourself in general, and you should be divorced. So I'm going to ravine la ravashi, tashma, I'll bring you proof. The tanya v'lem din abraisa gufo shal get shichur hare ata ben chorin hare ata la'atzmecha. Comma, right? The text of a get shichur when you say send away an eved is you are a free man, you are for yourself. And hashta now my eved cannot. And again, that's our language. All right, tell that's mech, that you are for yourself. And then that's how you free an eved kanani. So hashta now my eved kanani dekani legufe. And what's the deal with an eved kanani? An eved kanani, his whole body, right? His property of the master, right? His whole being is owned by the master. So therefore, when the master says that to his slave, you are for yourself, then he means entirely. He means completely. You are acquiring yourself, and you're going completely free. So certainly, when you say it to a person's wife, right, who does not own, right, her entire essence, right? They're married, but he doesn't own her, like it's not property, right? So certainly, when he says "harayat latzmich," he must mean that she should be free. That it's a language of divorce. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Amar la avdo ain li isik b'chamai. my. What about if you say to your slave, I don't want to have any dealings with you? Does that mean completely? Kamarle? Are you saying that you go free? I don't want to have to deal with you at all? Or maybe you're saying, okay, I still own you, but you don't have to work for me anymore. I'll bring you a proof. If you sell an Eved to a guy, so we punish the person for doing that, because an Eved, Kanani is chayiv, and mitzvah is like a woman, and we sell him to a guy, he's not going to be able to do those mitzvahs, and yatzor lecheres, the slave goes free. Oh no, that's only if you didn't write oh no into the shtar. We'll see what that is in a second. Avokasav alav oh no, but if a person wrote oh no into the shtar, into the sale, to the guy, so that is his freedom. Hechidami ono, what is that? Amar Rav Shishas, because of like Shetivrach Mimenu in the Esek Bukha. When you run away from this guy, I don't want to have anything to deal with you. I.e., this language of in the Esek Bukha means that I'm freeing you completely, right? And if a person would say that to his Eved, right, that would be a language of Shechrur and not a language of I just don't want you to work anymore. Okay. Now, to finish off today's daf, we have a couple of sugyas that, if I'm not mistaken, the yeshivas spend many, many days and weeks and months. We're obviously going to spend a few minutes, but a couple of big-time sugyas over here until the end of the Amud. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, I'm a kaddish b'milva enum kadesh. So if a person wants to marry a woman with a milva is a loan. If you look at just to read some Rashi's over here, Makadish b'milva, Damar is kachili b'milva shil v'sicha. The man lends a woman, lends her $100. We'll use four and five, just because that's the examples the Gemara and the Rashi's going to use. Lends her five dinars, lends her $5, and says, you know what, keep the money and marry me instead. So that does not work. Einu mekudeshes. Why? So look at Rashi. The kicha misteyafron gamrinan. Because we need kicha misteyafron. To yoyev midi bishas kiddushin. That you have to give something to the woman at the time of kiddushin, when you marry her. Umilva lo tzanidna. This is a phrase used a lot. A lot in the sugya, anyway. That alone, a milva, is lo tzanidna, is to be used. Meaning when you lend somebody money, you don't assume that they're going to keep the money in their closet. They assume they're going to use it, and therefore, as Rashi says, kvar hinshallah, the money is therefore already hers. And she owes him other money. So when he says keep the money, yeah, she already kept the money. She already used the money. She probably invested it or whatever. So that doesn't work. You're not actually giving her anything at that moment in time. It continues, b'hanas milva, if you say marry me with the benefit of a loan, and we'll have to explain exactly what that means. So that's mikudeshes, that works. But also lazos can't be pnei haramas ribis. But you can't do that because it's dindra abanan, because it kind of looks like ribis, or you're kind of like you're getting around the halacha of ribis, and you're kind of like skirting the system. Now, what does that mean? So hi hanas malve hechidami. What is that case? Ilema be'azkefa. If you'll tell me it's Azkapa, meaning he, what is Azkapa? If you look at Rashi, Meikara Arba Bechamisha, Vashta Amrla, his Kachli Bezuz Chamishi, Rashi says, Meikara originally, which I probably should have explained, right? Instead of just reading the Rashi. So if you look at Rashi, Elaim of the Azkapa, Meikara originally Arba Bechamisha, he lent her four and he's expecting five back. Vashta, and now Amrla, he says to her, his Kachli Bezuz Chamishi, keep the fifth one and marry me instead. Well, okay, that's literally Ribis, right? Amrla, Arba Bechamisha, Haribis Mayasa, says the Gemara. And also Hainu Milva, that's also literally a loan. That's what we're talking about beforehand. That was no good. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha de arvach lazimna. Now the case is of Hanas Milva is where he extended the loan for her, right? Extending the loan, if a person has to pay back money in a year, right, and you extend it for another year, so there's value in that. There's a value in allowing a person to keep money and keep investing it and keep doing things with it. So as Rashi says, the money that she would pay, Rashi's, for me, I always thought it was a funny language. I don't remember exactly the rate on this, but it was a funny language. Rashi says that the money she would pay someone else to convince him to extend the loan. Well, that's, I don't know why Rashi just didn't say the money she would pay him to extend the loan, right? Again, there's some sort of small value in there, right, that he could, she either, okay, whatever, fine. But whatever, there's some sort of value, so that would be the Hana. That's what we're talking about in the case of Hana's Malva, and that's what Abaye says, it's Mekudeshes, but we shouldn't do that because it's kind of getting around skirting the halachos of Ribbis. Amar Rava. Rava says, Helech mana amanah shetachziruli b'mecher shetachziruli. Matana amanah shetachzir. Right, take this money on if you give it back to me, a condition that you give it back to me. So the Gemara says, b'mecher lo kana, b'vi'ishem ena mekudeshes. Right, by a sale, right, that's no good. You're not acquired anything. Meaning that if you give $100 for the dress and say, I'll give you this $100, right, on condition that you give it back. Right, so there's no kinyan over there, so that doesn't work. And by mekudeshes, right, by a marriage, right, that does not work as well. Pidyon aben in bino podoi, and that doesn't work by pidyon aben. And by truma, right, yotza yidei nesina v'asher lasos kame pnishin yirik kohanim esiyav bezer granos. And by truma, though, you have been yotza your chia, your obligation to give the truma to a kohen, but you're not allowed to do that because it looks like the Kohen is helping, right? Helping do some sort of work, and in return, right? You're giving him your truma, right? You're not allowed to do that. Truma has to be given to the Kohen without any strings attached. So if it looks like the Kohen's helping you in the field, right, in exchange for the truma that he is quote unquote owed anyway, right? That's like a bizarre to the truma. Anyway, so the Gemara says, I don't understand. Matana malas lahachzir, right? You're giving someone a matana on the condition that they give it back to you. So it says the Gemara Limanoshach, right? Maika Savarava. What's Rava's opinion? If he holds that that's considered to be a gift, right, even though there are strings attached, but still considered to be a legal gift, so all of them should work. Right? And if you're telling me that that's not considered to be a legal gift, so truma shouldn't work either. Right? Why, we have three cases, what, four cases. We have a sale, we have a woman, marriage, we have pinyon aben, and we have truma. Right, by the first three, no good, says Rava. And by Truma, it works, but it's not so good, okay, for another reason. But well, if it works, it should work. And if it doesn't work, it shouldn't work. What's the split? The Ode, and also, HaRava Huda Amar, Rava is the one who says, Matana Al-Manas Lahachzir, Shmei Matana. That it, Rava holds that it does work. Damar Rava, as Rava says, again, something coming up, Lacha L'maisa, Heluch Esrog Zeh, Al-Manas Shetachzir Ruvli. Right, if a person gives someone else's Esrog, right, on condition that he gives it back, no tov ve'ach zero yaltzavim love lo yaltza. Right, we have a chiyuv of that you have to take b'yom lachachtem lachem b'yom arishon. On the first day, we have a chiyuv of lachem. Right, the lulav of an esrog has to be yours. So if a person doesn't have one, so if you give him your esrog on the condition that you give it back, so is it considered to be his while he's holding it? So it says Rava, yes, that it works. A matana malas lahachzir is considered to be a gift, and therefore, if you give someone your lulav and esrog on the condition he gives it back to you, right? If he takes it and then gives it back, so he's yotzei the mitzvah because at the moment he shakes it, it was his, and then he gave it back, right? And that was the condition. If he didn't give it back, so then it's not his because you know the condition was he had to give it back. So, but anyway, we see that Rava holds a matana malas lahachzir is a matana. So why would any of these cases not be good? So Amar Ravashi really bekulu kani. Right, really, all these cases, you have to change entirely the phrases in that brisa, I guess, or whatever, on the statement. Really, by all of them, it does work. Levar mi isha, except by marriage. Why? Levishein isha niknis bechalipin. Because it's a chalipin case. It's, a woman is not going to get married with chalipin. Right? A woman needs, chalipin is where, again, if you remember, we had Kenyan Sudar, where a person just picks up something and gives it back. A woman has to be, you have to give something to the woman. It's not necessarily, you know, it's not something that works. Was that Rashi over there? Yeah, if you look at the last line, that's basically what Rashi says. It's a kinyan chalipin, right? It's like a kinyan sudar. She's just picking it up and giving it back to him. That's no good. She has to acquire something for herself, and therefore that's why it doesn't work by a woman. Amar Leir, Ravuna Bar, Mar Berei Derav Nechemia the Ravashi. So they said, but Ravashi, Acharamina Mishmei Derav Akavaseich. And sure enough, right? They said that yes, that's exactly what Rava said. Right? That the previous statement was incorrect, and Ravashi's fix, right, is exactly how they quoted Rava subsequently. Okay, we'll go right there in the Hilgish Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.